This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Police in Virginia Beach in the state of Virginia today identified the man suspected of killing 12 people at a city building late Friday afternoon before dying in a shootout with law enforcement. Here is Virginia Beach Police Chief James Cervera.
The suspect, and this will be the only time we will announce his name, is Dwayne Craddock. He was an engineer with Public Utilities. He was employed with that department for approximately 15 years.
Cervera also talked about the gunfight with police.
Once they identified him, he identified them. He immediately opened fire. We immediately returned the fire. And again, I want everyone to know that this was a long-term, lack of any other term, running gun battle with this individual.
And he said the suspect had an arsenal of weapons.
We did recover additional weapons at the scene. I'm not at liberty to tell what those weapons are at this time. We also recovered additional weapons at the suspect's home.
Virginia Beach City Manager Dave Hansen said, as a municipal employee, the assailant would have had no trouble roaming the building.
He was still employed. He had a security pass, like all employees had, and he was authorized to enter the building.
China today is clearly out to make a point. In a trade war, there are two sides. Beijing has increased tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. imports. They range from 5 to 25%. The move comes in response to Washington pushing to 25% tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. The U.S. and Beijing stepped up their economic battle last month when talks in Washington ended without a deal, as American negotiators accused the Chinese side of reneging on previous commitments. Mexico's foreign minister says he'll meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo here in Washington next week to talk about tariffs. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose escalating levies on Mexican imports until it does more to stop the Central American migrant surge to the U.S. border. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Europe to assure U.S. allies that despite the often heated rhetoric, there is no war with Iran in the offing. Pompeo's first stop was Germany, where Chancellor Angela Merkel has chosen to stay with the Iran nuclear deal, which the United States abandoned a year ago. Pompeo is also talking about next-generation phone networks and the risks he says are posed by the use of equipment from the Chinese company Huawei. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan also talked about Huawei today. He was in Singapore for the Asia Security Summit.
Huawei is too close to the government. The integration of civilian businesses with the military is too close. You have China has national policies and laws where data is required to be shared. So when I look at that situation, that's too much risk for the department. We can't trust that those networks are going to be protected.
President Trump begins a three-day state visit to Britain on Monday. To reduce the possibility of protesters getting too close to the American leader, the traditional horse-drawn carriage ride to Buckingham Palace has been dropped from the schedule. A huge London police operation is being planned. Outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May will be hosting her final state visit in office, with London and Washington at odds on a range of global issues including climate change, Iran, and Britain's trade with China. British officials may also press the U.S. leader on possible post-Brexit trade dealings. The International Organization for Migration reports two flights carrying an estimated 250 Ethiopian migrants are expected to depart Yemen today for Addis Ababa. It is part of a larger ongoing operation. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Migration Agency says it hopes to repatriate another 1,968 Ethiopian migrants who are being detained under horrific conditions in a sports stadium in the Yemeni port city of Aden. But the operation, which was to have begun last Saturday, got off to a late start. And this, says IOM spokeswoman Angela Wells, might pose a problem.
The operation was only cleared for 8 days. So because it was delayed, we're now waiting to see if we can continue it past that date. We will do our best to work with the authorities to find more sustainable solutions and to start another round of VHR and to help people where we can.
Lisa Schlein filed that report for VOA from Geneva. To stay up to date with all the day's news, we invite you to go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.